Democrat of the day today represents 49A, which is most of Edina. Representative Heather Edelson is kind enough to join us today to talk about her term in office as well as also her re-election campaign. Hi, Representative.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. I want to start off with something, though, that's a bit of breaking news. You have it up on your Twitter feed here. An unfortunate situation happening earlier today in your district as someone basically swerving around a bus in the bike lane of all dang things hits a student trying to get on a bus going to one of your schools in your district. This happened after 8 a.m. this morning. You know, Edina has, in your district specifically, there's a lot of streets there that, you know, that they've grown up. You know, France Avenue, as well as Vernon, 50th, 70th. There are a lot of streets there that you know, they were at one point kind of quainter neighborhoods, but as the metro area has grown, as population grows, more and more traffic gets on there. You have situations like this, but people have to understand France Avenue is not Highway 100, and they can't treat it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. What happened is a student was hit, and the person that was driving around, it was a school bus. And, it's really infuriating. When you see a school bus, you stop. A good friend of mine likes to say, if you see something, say something. I really hope that whoever hit the student will come forward. Mm-hmm. If you ever hit somebody, if you're in that tragic situation, you should always stop. It's always better to intervene at that moment versus to run away. And I'm really sad for our community right now, but I do hope that the person that hit the student, I hope the student is okay, and I hope the person that hit the student is found.
Well, and then it should be mentioned here, this was a hit and run. So if anyone has any information about this individual, by all means, get in touch with the Edina law enforcement. They'll be able to help out there. And kudos to the Edina school system as well, because obviously understanding the situation, they this is always tough. And for kids, sometimes having to see something of this nature and be exposed to something like this, it's very tough. They as well stepped up. So kudos to them as well in this situation. Of course, had your term here. I would love to get your thoughts on your first term, how things have gone so far, and what you feel has been some good accomplishments for you in the House.
The first term I'm going into my second part of session, which would complete the full term. The first session was very busy. It was very crazy. I think I didn't 100% know what to expect. It was a budget year, and I'm on public safety, health and human services, and education finance. And I don't think I understood how much lobbyists also have a presence at the Capitol. You learn that quick as an elected official. You're like, oh,
yes,
wow,
you
everybody
do.
Has a stake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a good year, though. It was a good year, and I'm excited about this next session.
Health and Human Services, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up with you as well, the emergency insulin, Alex Smith Emergency Insulin Act, that's a no-brainer. That is an absolute no-brainer. And,
yeah.
And you know, your entire committee, the House, pretty much every Democratic senator, at one point, a few Republican senators as well, and the governor, all on board with this. That has got to be one of the more frustrating elements of this last year, was to have something which, you know, the undeniable good that can be done by the government here being stopped by petty political bickering and the Republicans, you know, basically halting the Emergency Insulin Act. That's got to be disappointing for you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting. I just had lunch with Representative Howard, who is the chief author of that legislation today, at the Capitol. And he's been working on it along with several of our committee members over the summer and over the fall. And they're still having meetings now trying to figure out a solution. I really hope they come to something by the time session actually gets here, which starts on February 11th. You know, somebody has died while they're negotiating. And I think, Representative Howard, he just sat there, and as he was telling me about it, he was very invested in this. He had Alex Smith's picture of him on his desk the entire session. For a lot of us, it's not about politics. It's about, you know, how these policies really impact people. And if we don't do our job right, people can really get hurt. And so it's very... It's a heartbreaking situation, but I do hope that we're going to get a good result at the end of the day.
I hope so, too, because as you said, I mean, people are being hurt by this every day. And this Republican demand for, I mean, I'm not crazy. 7 to 10 days, that's not an emergency option. And I don't care who you are. That's just not an emergency option. You have to have something where people who are doing it right, working hard, but because the medication is the carrot dangled in front of them, they can't afford the life-saving medication that they need. We have to have a better option on the table. And that Emergency Insulin Act, as you said, it goes beyond politics. This was just kind of one of those common sense things we should do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your public safety as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that the story that came on out, the Senate's going to be passing pro-gun bills because, yeah, that's what we need, more guns in everyone's faces. I'm from a hunting family. I'm from Minnesota. I'm from a hunting family. Guns were always in my life. This is not about getting rid of guns. But we don't have the ability right now to put in common sense gun regulations because you have one side of the aisle who's, you know, not only so against just even hearing common sense gun regulations, they themselves seem to be on, you know, trying to make guns more prevalent. And the reality is they have not made us safer. We have had carry and conceal now for 15 plus years. It has not made us safer. It is not cut crime. It has not done anything outside of put a bevy of guns in places. And I'll make an actual point too as well. We've had some of those carry and conceal guns used in either crimes or to threaten and intimidate people. So it's the situation is not getting any better. Talk a little bit about that and what you're kind of hoping you might be able to accomplish in this next year.
Well, so Matt, we were able to pass in on the DFL side for we control the House. And so as vice chair on public safety, I can tell you gun legislation is something that I talked a lot about on the campaign trail, that Edina cares a lot. Gun safety measures are not gun control. It is talking about right now our students are growing up in this atmosphere of not knowing if somebody can come into their school, if their school's going to be locked down. They're doing drills, and it's traumatic. And the reality is those drills are preparing them for something that may actually happen, because it is the prevalence of it happening is more and more. We were able to pass it in the House. They killed it in conference committee, the Republican Senate did. It was really frustrating because in my mind, I very much work as a moderate. I make sure that we work with Republicans and Democrats. But it was really frustrating because they made this a partisan issue when this is a safety issue. And it shouldn't be political. And I think sometimes people don't fully understand what we're asking for when we talk about background checks and expanding them. People don't understand the idea that if you transfer your gun to maybe a cousin, you don't know like what's going on with that cousin.
Yeah.
They think you should just be able to hand it to them. No big deal. It's really hard to be in that space. But I do hope that we can continue to have the conversation. I know the Senate had a hearing. I think that hearing that the Senate had was just a way for them to say that they're addressing it because it's an election year.
Yeah,
I promise you, they're not addressing it. I sat there and watched, and I just asked the people of Minnesota not be bamboozled by what they just did.
No, you said it exactly. Do you remember when they came on out with their agenda and they're like, oh, we're going to look at common gun regulations? I was like, no, you're not. Of course you're not. There's no way on the planet you're going to. But you pointed out something here. They're so desperate to hold these suburban seats. They're basically putting on this dog and pony show and acting like all of a sudden they're newfound moderates. The reality is they are controlled by Gazelka and Doubt. They're controlled by that far right, by Alec and these organizations. They are not about to do any of that stuff. So do not be fooled by Republicans whispering sweet nothings in anyone's ear.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is all in their plan to pass any gun safety measures that would protect our communities.
And by the way, it should be mentioned that, you know, this is the one thing that is disturbing about guns is, as you brought about the school violence, this is something that has hit every school district, every demographic, every class section. Guns do not know any boundaries, and that is the terrifying element of this, is that from everywhere across this country, every child has been affected by this, and this is, you're right, we should not have children terrified of going to school.
No, and it's unfortunately, I remember I was in high school when the Columbine shooting happened,
yeah,
and you look at how many school shootings have happened since then. It's heartbreaking. And I, you know, in our gun, in our, when we were having the gun hearings at the Capitol, you know, I looked to one of my colleagues who's a Republican, and I said, you know, gosh, if you could just understand and see the fear on these kids' faces when they have to envision what that would possibly look like. And, you know, I think that we have to have these conversations. I get that some policies, we have different values, but hearing one another out, and when we're asking for something that's not really going to take away someone's gun rights or their ownership, it is just providing safety in our communities. I just wish that those policies would be translated to populations in ways that are not about winning elections. It's scare tactics that are used. This is really about protecting our communities. Mm-hmm. It's not about winning any campaign.
There, Heather Edelson is joining us, representative from 49A, serving most of Edina. I think you'll agree with this. The Republicans, when they target seats, your seat, Edina, is, even though they have pretty much forfeited most of the metro area and the first tier suburbs, there are certain suburbs they feel they have, they're entitled to. And your seat is one of them. That you are going to get a challenge because the Republicans desperately want to hold Edina. Come get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a challenger yet. I'm sure I will get one. You know, Edina has a long history of electing Republicans, in specifically in this seat. So it is a more of a moderate seat. But yeah, no, I wish whoever's going to run against me luck. I work very hard for my district, and, we'll see what happens.
Well, they elected Republicans when they weren't on the Trump crazy train. Okay, I said that. That was me saying it, not you. That was me saying it. Now, I will. The main reason I'm bringing that up, Heather, is this. I want everyone that's listening to me right now, this is one of those districts where they're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at Heather. So I want you to volunteer. I want you to donate. Help out her campaign at all. It's a real easy district to get to in the metro area. So by all means, if you can, heatheredelson.com. That's Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, Edelson, E-D-E-L-S-O-N.com. I'll link to that a little bit later on. I want everyone out there to volunteer and donate because this is one of those targets. They are all, the top five seats easy in the state that the Republicans are going to target is Heather's seat, and we need to hold that for the DFL.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
No problem. I appreciate you. I'm glad. I mean, I got to tell you, your district's about four blocks from me. And so, so you're in my neighborhood. So even though I'm Cheryl Joachim, you are, you know, you're right there. And, you know, it is my neighborhood. So I think you're doing a fantastic job as my kind of pseudo representative. I think you're doing a fantastic job. And by God, I want you in in St. Paul for as many years as we can have you.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to serve the state of Minnesota.
Representative Heather Edelson is the Democrat of the day. Representative, thank you very much. All my best. I'll post this all up online a little bit later, okay?
Thanks so much, Matt. Have a good day.
Take care.